Hey, Hurdlers, Emily Abadi popping into your feed with 5 Minute Friday. Another week down. As you know, I am trying something relatively new. I think this is the, third installment of 5 Minute Friday. It's a new segment that I feel like is going to stick around. I'm bringing it to you weekly, at least for now. My goal with 5 Minute Friday is to share a story or something that I've been thinking about, offer you a prompt that makes you think, and then share some of my top highlights of the week, content picks, whether that's a podcast or an app or a streaming workout or just something that I've seen over the last 7 days that I want to share with all of you. So what I want to know as I keep doing this segment, let me know, do you like it? Do you think it's helpful? What do you want more of? What do you want to hear about on Fridays? I am here to please most of the time. To connect with me, of course, reach out on Instagram over at Hurdle Podcast, at Emily Abadi. And as always, if you have a hurdle moment of your own to share or you just want to say hi, reach out to me over at Emily at Hurdle. Now, for today's 5 Minute Friday, I am going to talk about the little things that bring me joy. It is so important each and every day, whether this was 3 months ago or right now, to focus on the things that make you happy. Of course, it's important to show up for the hard stuff, but paying attention to the small details, finding the small wins, focusing on the good, there is so much good in that. So for 5 Minute Friday today, I'm going to do a little exercise and I'm going to encourage you to do the same. For the next 3 minutes, I'm going to talk to you about the small wins, the things that have made me feel really grateful over the past 7 days. So here we go. First up, a morning routine. Now, every single morning for me does not involve a workout, but what they do involve is me waking up naturally, which feels like a blessing, around 6:45, splashing my face with some cold water and having some coffee and either moving my body, taking a walk around the block, making my to-do list for the day, getting ready for the day. So changing out of the clothes that I wore to bed, important note there, and then shaking up my athletic greens and sitting at my desk. This morning routine, it makes me feel like me. It makes me feel like I'm taking time for myself. And that feels really special right now. Also on the gratitude list, my new desk, which I just mentioned that I sit down at it every day to top off my morning routine. I'm pretty sure it's had a mention in every single podcast I've recorded since I ordered this thing. Next up, Gopher Fitness, where I miraculously found a ton of weights and kettlebells that happen to still be in stock as of last Saturday. I've actually been getting a lot of messages from people asking me where I've been getting weights. Gopher Fitness, I got a set of 10-pound dumbbells and a 16-kilogram kettlebell just this week. So lots of gratitude for that. I realized a few days ago that I actually haven't been putting on my jewelry as I usually do before I leave the apartment for an otherwise quote unquote normal day out. And so I have a lot of gratitude today for my Poppy's wedding band, which I wear every single day. And looking down at it, especially during this time, which is Passover, if you happen to be celebrating Happy Passover, it makes me feel connected to my family near and far, despite being cooped up in this small apartment. Also on the gratitude list, a company called The Good Good, who sent me this Belgian chocolate hazelnut spread, which has no added sugar. It is actually, I cannot stop eating it. It is addictive. I'm super grateful today, let's see, for my unvarnished apartment rooftop in New York City. If you don't live here, it's commonplace to call rooftops such as mine Tar Beach, which means that it's just a roof. It's not meant to really be used by the people that live in that building. But right now, it's kind of special. If you look around and you go up there and you look up and down the avenue, you'll see a lot of people that are up on their tar beaches as well. So it feels like something that's just kind of bringing us all together. And if the weather holds out, I am personally looking forward to getting up there to do some yoga later today. All right, my 3 minutes, I think, is starting to wind down. Also on the gratitude list, my new skincare routine. I learned the other night that it goes in order of the products that you're supposed to put on your face from thinnest to thickest. And so now I am using serums and oils and moisturizers. And I don't know, if I don't come out of this special time in our lives with the most awesome skin ever, then I'm obviously doing something wrong. And last but not least, I said this on a FaceTime catch up with one of my dearest friends that I'm really happy and grateful for feeling okay by myself. I recorded a hurdle moment on this back in September of 2019, and I'll put it in the description to this episode as well, how to be alone and be okay with it. I feel really grateful that I have done a lot of work of feeling okay being by myself, and that's not something that happens overnight. For me, I think I'm on my fourth or fifth year at least of living on my own, and it took a lot of conscious work. But the good news is that if you're doing this solo and you're not feeling super stoked about it, firstly, you're not alone. And secondly, there's no better time than the present to start getting okay being by yourself. Again, there's no magic pill for that, but what that does involve is certain exercises like outlining your values and getting honest with yourself about the things that you do like about your character and maybe the things that you'd want to change. Like I said, I recorded an episode on this. I definitely encourage you to give it a listen. But right now, I am feeling so grateful to be a work in progress and to be at a point where I am grateful for this time, just me and myself. Now, of course, that's not to say that I don't miss and absolutely crave physical touch and being around friends. And I'm sure that many of you can relate that you even crave maybe situations that haven't been the best for you in the past. But I think what's most important and the last thing to be super grateful for right now is if you are listening to this and you are safe and you're inside and you can appreciate the opportunity that has been presented to you. Whew. Okay, so the prompt for this week, take 3 minutes. I'll even allow you to go as long as 5 minutes, but basically a short amount of time to think of as many things as you can that are small and wonderful about your day-to-day right now. Don't be so harsh on yourself. I mean, one of the things that I highlighted was my desk, putting serum on my face. I mean, this isn't crazy stuff, but it's all stuff that makes me feel good. Small moments that make me smile. We all deserve to smile. Now, next week, next month, next year, you get the point. Cool things for the week. First and foremost, if you are in New York City, I am really digging this Masks for the Masses initiative. This group that's making reusable masks for absolutely free, produced locally and delivering in a contactless way or shipping them directly, no questions asked. I just think, wow, what a great way to give back to your local community. I'm also digging this week, Adam Rosante. He's a trainer that I've worked with, a really sweet guy. He's doing something called Gym Class with Adam. I know I have some parents that listen to the podcast, and basically he's hosting a gym class, that's right, for kids in grades K through 3 at 11 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. for grades 4 and 5. That is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That is inventive programming, and I'm sure so many parents and, of course, so many kiddos are going to be super, super grateful for. Another thing I love, Alafine Tuliamuk is crocheting beanies, and she has an Etsy shop, and they are adorable. If you don't know about Alafine, she won the U.S. Olympic marathon trials in Atlanta. Her training might be on a little bit of a pause at the moment, so why not create an Etsy store? I also have really good news to close us out. You guys have been asking for playlists, and I am officially working on it. So Live Now Hurdle has a Spotify account. I will put the link to that in the show notes as well. So give it a look-see and let me know what kind of playlists you are after. I, again, am here to please. Closing us out today with the quote that is sitting on my desk as I record this episode. When in doubt, choose love. At Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.